Hey guys, Demon Engine here, and I know you miss these sweet, savory tones, but I'm here with a gift for you all. A Blast from the Past, one of our favorite podcasts, back when the lovely Queen Neek herself was a special guest, and now she's on the team, and we love you always. Here's to you, Neek. Guys, 13 the Almighty here.
Corey Salty True Floyd.
Every fucking time!
luckily, there's a video, so this is sound like a beat off match.
You go.
I am Comic Boss.
I am Jamal Nicepark Stokes.
I fucking hate the booth.
This is the Ameribee Junkies, and today we have a guest. Da, 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 da,
da, da. The wonderful Neeko is joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks for coming through and not, killing anyone on the way. We appreciate that.
Neeko is here to shoot the shit with us.
All right, we're going to start off with the Geek Report as always, then get into our special guest.
All right, today.
Then torture her.
This week, James Gunn has actually been offered the chance to direct the next Superman film.
Oh, snaps. So no more.
He's already gone from Marvel. He's already currently in charge of writing and directing Suicide Squad 2. He also has a movie coming out this spring called Brightburn, which is literally a horror movie version of Teen Superman.
Yeah, we hit that a couple of episodes ago.
Yeah, we did. So it looks like his transition to Marvel and DC is just. I feel like Marvel lost one here.
I think DC just needed a save.
Well, that's how you want to say it.
A few podcasts ago, I said that one of the losses Marvel had for the year was James Gunn.
I don't think so. I think they can hold their own.
I don't know.
He was handling what?
I think with Ryan Coogler, he'll
be wrong. Exactly. You got a whole Ryan Coogler, yo.
Yeah, but can Ryan Coogler just step in and do Guardians?
Probably. I mean,
yeah. Did you see how
Black Panther?
Black Panther versus Guardians 2?
Guardians 3. Or the Guardians 2.
Yeah.
But in other DC news, Ben Affleck will not be Batman.
Thank God.
And Matt Reeves.
And Matt Reeves. I hate Ben Affleck. As an actor, I hate him.
Ooh, wow.
Damn.
Absolutely. Wow. Interesting.
I could do without Ben Affleck.
I'm back. Welcome to America. She's like, I know my shit. Let's go.
The whole internet was fine, but
I like Batfleck.
That's officially three actors have been ragged on the Anime Junkies. Jai Courtney, Jason Momoa, and now Ben.
Well, Jason Momoa deserves it. No, we still like Jason Momoa.
It doesn't sound like it.
You.
I love Jason Momoa.
You don't like
you. Him. You. You have a personal vendetta.
I just don't.
I have proof why Jai Courtney needs to stop working.
The part of like where people mean Jamal Stokes and say Jason Momoa. That's all.
That's not a thing. That never was a thing.
You don't get compared to him all the time.
His long flowing locks.
Right.
But there was cut. Some clarity was
back. Wow. Some of bad shit for Mr. Whittlepeak over here. All right.
Oh, shit.
I am the hype.
Welcome to America.
You are the shape up.
What? Right.
Jesus Christ.
My man got a U for a head for a forehead talking bad shit. Okay.
But Ray Parker Jr., the guy who plays Cyborg, Ray Fisher, he clarified something.
Cyborg in Doom Patrol or
Cyborg in DCEU.
Okay.
Ben Affleck is still going to be playing Batman, but in this movie coming out, it's actually supposed to take place in the past. So they're going for a younger Batman.
Is it going to be like a bat voiceover? Like just
I have no idea. This movie was supposed to come out back in 2018. Jesus. Now it's looking at 2021. So
why are we going back in the past again with DC?
Why?
I don't worry when you guys be like...
Because we're supposed to start out with your fucking origin films instead of your ensembles. That's what you get.
Is he going to be like Captain America again?
I don't know, because yeah, thank you. Yeah. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez participated in a live. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. I knew
I'm sorry. I'm looking.
I knew I was gonna mess it up. I was like, I try. I'm practicing. That's the sad part.
None of us are gonna get that. So.
Participated in a live Twitch fundraiser
in that section of the city.
Wow. Anyway, participated in a live Twitch fundraiser. They ended up raising $74,000. That goes towards helping LGBTQ teens find shelters and homes in England.
Hey, good job.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like the pause. Yeah, the Twitch streamer was from England, so.
It was a girl, right?
No, it was a guy.
Guy?
He was he was streaming N64.
I get that, but how many motherfucking homeless people do we have in America?
In Philly.
In Philly. Well, the Twitch streamer was...
But no, but she's not from Philly.
The Twitch streamer is from England, so the proceeds were going towards whatever he was...
But this could be a preview for where, like, donations via Twitch can be for the whole country, right?
Well, I mean, there have been ones done before.
I mean,
it all depends on the stream.
Marshmallow and Ninja did one here for, I think it was like E3 or one of those huge cons, and they raised over $107,000, too. I don't remember the charity, but they raised a lot of money.
It's so weird. Too. Like, those used to be like, what, phone cons? When people used to have to dial in?
Telethons.
Phone cons
is the same thing.
Yeah, but like, it's weird. It's not weird, but it's like, that's where technology is going. It's just like, everything's always available. Man, we're using Twitch for donations.
Yeah.
Speaking of Marshmallow had a live 12-minute DJ set on Fortnite this week.
Nope.
Hey, look, I'm just telling you what it was.
Are you saying no? Like, no, didn't happen, or no?
Fuck Fortnite. Just fuck Fortnite, period.
Oh.
End of discussion. Move on.
He gets like that when you know.
I mean, I can understand they've been a culture.
Anyone over 21 gets like that when it comes to fucking Fortnite.
I mean, you saw like a post on Facebook. It was just like Fortnite's pretty much like daycare for gamers. You put all your little brothers and sisters there while you go play real games.
Yeah, I mean, is there any blood or war?
No.
Is there any cursing?
No.
It's versus other people, and the story mode is just zombies.
Like, have you ever seen Rugrats?
The story mode is you literally.
I don't believe that game too.
Saw zombies.
That was actually a really good game though.
And
I remember
the one game of the year.
Dark
Fortnite one game of the year?
Because it had millions of people playing it.
It was about the numbers. It wasn't about...
This is why...
It's a free full game. Like,
this is why people under the age of 18 aren't allowed to vote.
Fair. There's fair. Honestly, I really feel like people under 20, 21, 25... I'm going to say 25 shouldn't vote either.
I disagree. Because now they're actually...
More than ever. We need them to vote.
Now that things have turned the way they are, they actually have decided to take things seriously when it comes to voting now. Because, you know, last election we had 33,000 people vote for fucking Harambe.
Yeah, we...
11,000 people pretty much got like... These Nuts.
That was a candidate.
It was a 15-year-old kid from like Maine to
Well, let's be real.
And he had a lot of votes. He had a lot of votes.
I just hope we don't vote for like another SpongeBob villain to be president.
Here's the problem. This is the problem that I'm having with all of this.
Like, who the fuck
Clinton in office? There's about over 480 people who signed up who announced their president's candidacy or whatever.
Yeah, I saw that.
So here's the thing.
Yeah,
we got two. They officially put out two black people that they're trying to push out into the.
I'm ready to push one of them right back.
To voters. Kamala Harris Cory Booker.
Yep.
Fuck the both of them. Just because you black don't mean we're going to vote for you. Number one. Number two, Kamala, she was a...
She was a DA.
DA that practiced a lot of shady practices.
Exactly. You super shady, number one. Number two, now all of a sudden you want to sit there and try to act like you down, but you're not from the streets. You're not from the hood. Now, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm from the gritty 150 or nothing like that. But at the end of the day, yes, I was born and raised in a hood and I had to learn how to survive. Bitch, you've had a silver spoon in your mouth and up your ass. Forever.
Did you
will never, ever,
ever
reach these people.
Forever, yep. ever?
We woke up here.
She took a picture of her posing in the comments.
I'm going to have to edit this and then pause it. And then, like, right before she speaks, she's going to be like, savage warning.
And then Cory Booker, like, my nigga, you with Big Pharma. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're part of the problem. And you're the reason why we're dying of cancer. You're the reason why we can't find the cure for cancer, AIDS, and everything else.
And the February 1st announcement was divisive as fuck. Don't apologize. I go on those little tirades. That's why he's looking at me like, so this, he's looking at me like, this is what you sound like.
We all have our turn. We all have our turn because my brother and his mom begged me not to like, yo, we're about to like do an honor to Stan Lee. Can you tone it down for me? I'm like, I'm not gonna go on the internet and be like, fuck it. But like, you know, everyone has their own opinions and that's fine.
And it's just like, I can't rock with either one of them and they both are trying so hard to pander to the black
people. I feel the same as if I would rather vote
they
for
feel,
a
they
real
feel
white
worse than Alan.
Angela Rye 2020.
They feel worse than Alan Keyes, but I'm gonna leave that alone. That's a whole different.
Angela Rye or Miss Ocasio.
She's not going. Ocasio? Nah, because she's the first term congresswoman.
I say why not?
I lost interest after
Oprah.
Who said she can't?
I don't see nothing written in the bylaws about that. Is she over? Oh wait, no, she's not 35 yet. So she
presidential race of all time.
Dark Phoenix had its third round of test screenings.
Wow.
And it's only gotten worse, apparently.
Nice. That's what I'm talking about.
It's gonna get shelved, man.
No, it's not. They're past the point of no return. It's good, like they're just gonna
upload it at YouTube at this point. It's like, fuck
it. just put a whole bunch of commercials.
It's gonna be we tried the movie and shit. Like
at the end of it, you're just gonna see that Disney going.
Yeah,
yeah. They tried hard, didn't they? See you in a year, everyone.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, okay, that Joan Tran. Come on, bring over here to Daddy Disney. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Daddy Disney, Michael B. Jordan is expected to return as Killmonger.
I called
for the
that
Black
too.
Panther sequel.
Called it.
No details. No details are currently
called
out.
Wakanda forever. His character was too loved. To be thrown away like that.
And also want to bring back Claw.
Connection to N'Jaka.
What they say when you understand like when you understand T'Challa.
That's one of the reasons why I want him back. Because I like Andy Serkis. Mm. He's hands down one of the he's one of the best actors to ever just do it. Period.
I like Claw.
I'm sorry. The man has played so many different roles without actually showing his face. So
okay.
Yeah, it's like that's he's fair. Yeah. My man played a CGI fucking crackhead, and then he played the
kid.
CGI crackhead. There's the door, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was he not a CGI crackhead?
I draw the line.
I live down K&A. I know what they look like.
Touché. Oh, every touché. Single day. Every day
they got the crack rock.
That is a precious guy there.
Yeah, he was golden.
He was golden. Yeah, gone? Oh,
yeah.
Wow. I had no idea.
Did you see the Planet of the Apes sequel yes. trilogy? He's Caesar.
He's a main gorilla. Caesar.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's like that's the thing. He's been around so much you just never see his face. So when he actually shows it, it's really. One. It's not the first
for a major film.
Okay.
When you
mainstream.
When you understand T'Challa, but Killmonger was right.
He was.
Yeah.
I'm here for
the second. The second they let white folks into Wakanda, dust.
Dust.
I'm here.
Make Wakanda secluded again.
What the heck? It needs to be black with either purple. Or I feel like that's something Mbaku would wear. Meg Wakanda.
He's like, I'm with it.
Lakeith Stanfield, known for his portrayal in Get Out,
Atlanta.
Sorry to Bother You, which the fact that it was not nominated for any Oscar actually bothers me.
I'm not surprised at all. Like, they could see that movie like, we don't know what to do with this. Honest. And they would be like, yeah.
But then again, the Academy doesn't know what to do with a lot.
And it's in
because it's a bunch of old ass white
men. Thank you. I said it. And these shows are all random.
There's about 700 or 800 people that are in there. Like, they need to have term limits for.
I feel like they looked at it and they were like, maybe we should go with the one with the panther.
And plus, Sorry to Bother You touched on a lot of things, like for the fact that at the ultimate level, you're selling slavery. Academy Award was not.
The one time they don't want to go to slavery.
Right.
Let's keep it 100.
Right.
Yes.
Because normally, they love those slave movies.
Django. Yeah.
They didn't give Django too much love except for Christoph Waltz because the Academy really doesn't like Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, okay.
Quentin Tarantino walks to the beat of his own drum and will not apologize.
Nope.
I'll never forget that man was in a room with all the other great directors, and they were like, "So where it is? You only want to do 10 movies? Why?" He was like, "Cause I want to start putting out shit like some of you in this room." I was like, "Pat, pat, pat, pat." It was just like,
"Okay."
Somebody is on 911.
You like.
But anyway, Lakeith Stanfield is currently in talks to play Candyman. He's currently in talks to play Candyman.
Well, after Sorry to Bother You, I'm not surprised. Like, he can pull that serious because Candyman was just like, I'm here. And that's like, no joke.
Is he tall enough, though? Yeah. That's what I'm worried about because the last guy
I was like 6'2", 6'3".
Okay, that dude's
was it Paul
huge.
Mooney?
No, it wasn't
Paul Mooney. It was,
he's a dude that looks like he's supposed to be related to Paul Mooney.
Yeah.
He was in Final Destination as the mortician.
Yeah.
He was in like four of them.
Only new light could defeat death.
But that dude, yeah. In Candyman, he was like a smooth ass pimp with a bloody hook.
Yep.
He could have easily been a Boondocks character.
That's kind of what he was. A smooth ass pimp with a bloody hook.
But of course, his story was wrapped in slavery.
It's weird though for Lakeith, because like no matter what he's in, I see him as a comedic figure.
Personally. I don't see that because like he did that Netflix movie with Jessica James, the incredible Jessica James.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in Death Note too.
Death Note. Yeah, it's just the way he carries himself for me.
But he was really like
his performance was good.
I really liked him as L though. It was very, very fitting because he was like he has that weird, like kind of like that Donald Glover weird.
Right. But can he pull intimidation?
We gotta find out.
I mean, you seen Get Out. He was like, Get Out.
That wasn't intimidation. That was fear. Run, nigga, run.
Exactly. Hey,
clean across. When he told me get out and he understood who I was, I'm a left.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, bro, I'm out. Like, we black. We don't need no run, crawl. Mm-hmm.
When somebody say run, that's it. They only have to say it once.
We out. We gun.
We don't ask no questions. What's going on here?
We'll find out what happened when we stop. when we start running. Mm-hmm. So, that'll be
that's why. Shout out to Lil Rel. One of the realest niggas in horror films ever. Especially with Black History Month.
First black man to save another black man.
Yeah,
because he was
in a horror movie.
Pulled up was just like, I told you about the white bitch.
I told you about the white woman. You Kobe don't just don't love.
Last piece of nerd news. Yesterday or the day before, Netflix released a trailer for a very special episode of Big Mouth.
Called
Furry Valentine.
Oh my.
Are you a fan of Big Mouth?
Yes, actually.
I'm just gonna leave it right there. It'll be out by the 8th, I believe.
They gotta watch it.
I've been doing a poll on this one for Big Mouth.
Huh?
The vagina. right?
The episode with the vagina, yes. Kristen Wiig is the vagina.
Kristen Wiig is the vagina, but does she not look like and sound like Amy Schumer?
A little bit.
Like, I see it all in the face. I was just like, oh my God, the eyes, the like everything.
Shit.
How's it going there? Like, you gotta, you just gotta
Google it. That's disturbing. It was disturbing. No, that's so disturbing, but I get it.
Exactly.
My problem with that is I keep forgetting who Amy Schumer is.
she's the one that likes to steal a lot of people's jokes.
So wait, yeah. She's the blonde one that's not in Pitch Perfect. These are general questions.
Oh, all right, remember that. Remember that one Netflix comedy that no one thought was funny.
Right,
that's her.
That was hers.
Okay,
that's the one that Monique was like trying to get us to boycott.
Young Roseanne.
No,
right.
No, it was all good till she tried to say that Monique had it until she tried to say that Netflix itself is racist. I was like, and you just lost me. I was like, they put out a documentary that even HBO was afraid of. They was like, whoa, incarceration?
Mass incarceration? Oh, no.
They was like, whoa, then the profit prison complex? Mm-mm.
Right.
We do a lot of things, but we ain't touching that one.
Netflix is like, well, take it.
We got a streaming service, bro.
And that's our Geek Report.
Nice.
Last week, our finishing poll, which Jigsaw did it better? 67% says that Netflix Punisher did it better than Punisher Warzone.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hype.
And people highlighted the actual mental scars over the actual physical scars. And I was just like, I guess, but, you know.
What?
I guess, but Punisher ripped this man's face apart. Like,
and you know
how much killing there is in Punisher?
And it really doesn't.
You can't get a beat up face?
Right.
Hey, I'm just saying what it was.
And I could understand the mental scars, but even still, Billy didn't have that many mental scars.
He was still pretty.
He was messed up, but
that nigga didn't have mental scars. He had memory loss.
Yeah,
like it's a big difference.
That man was still popping bottles and getting laid. I'm not trying to hear it, dog.
Like his mental scar wasn't that deep neither.
Dominic West from the Punisher Warzone looked like dog shit.
Yeah,
it was like yeah.
Stomped his face in, and he just got up and came to work.
It was like
and he woke up a jigsaw puzzle. Like,
like you literally look like you made out with a sheet of glass.
But you know, it's a lot of it's Netflix hype.
Here.
Have you seen Punisher, the season 2? Like,
I didn't watch that one.
Like, either or, Billy Russo Punisher just didn't match up to what you thought Jigsaw was. I could understand the mental scars, but like, after he came to the hospital and he caught that first body, he was straight.
It's like seeing Black Mask get introduced in the Batman film, and he's just like, all right, I'm going to go blow up some kittens. Like,
what? Yeah.
Like, I thought you were supposed to be big time.
Okay. You know, now we're literally going to roll straight into fandoms because I have a love-hate relationship with Black Mask. When they finally introduced him in the animated medium, it was the last...
He's nothing but a joke there, by the way.
No. The first time they showed him was on the show The Batman, and he was like super serious.
Yeah,
it was a hardcore tone.
Yeah,
but then when they first showed him in the Red Hood,
yep.
he was like a thug.
Yep,
I kind of liked his thug because it was very over the top.
Right,
like it was a certain okay. it was an over the top that was needed. He was like, I want him dead. I want him hanging on my wall, yep. kind of dead.
Yep.
I was like, all right, I guess.
Yes, that's how I am. I want all of my Batman villains to be big time and Batman villains. Like, yeah, like they all should actual challenge for the Bat.
I didn't like. I remember in the Arkham series, I didn't like the weird British Penguin.
Yeah,
he had that raspy. Raspy East Street London.
Before we get there, can we talk about Batman fandom? Like, sure. This man, that's what he is. He's a human, but this man is unbeatable in any scenario where he has proper knowledge and prep time. I mean, like, he could be Thanos while Thanos is wearing an Infinity Gauntlet. Like, if he has prep time.
There was a good 5 or 6 years where DC was nothing but Batman.
Yeah, it really was.
Nothing but. And then his fandom.
That's why they suck.
Yeah. Yeah, in truth. In truth. Because everything had to become so much heavier for them after that.
Justice League Dark? Oh, we need something to push this.
Yeah, yep. They needed an anchor for Justice League Dark. Who had already established characters?
Who would make sense to put in Justice League Dark that's already established Batman?
Batman.
And it got to the point where he's bigger than his actual company now. Like, he's bigger than everyone else in DC.
He is. Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's a weird thing.
It's Bruce Wayne's world. They're all just like,
but it's not.
When it comes to that recognition,
Batman? Yeah, it is Batman.
Batman.
Like, Young Justice's Superboy is more popular than Superman now.
Think about how many Batman movies there have been in general.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even the crap, like the early Batman.
Yeah, like crap. That's why I said in general.
Who brought up the British Penguin?
I did.
There will never be a perfect Penguin after Danny DeVito.
He was.
I don't know.
He was really spot on.
I still have that burnt in my mind. He's like, I am not a human being. I'm a monster. Cold blooded. I was like,
and the weird thing is, you could easily turn that into an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yep.
It's just have Frank. I am not a human being. I am an alcoholic.
Yeah, I could clearly see that in the episode or something. Yeah. But like the whole Batman family, even now with the people who is engulfed with Batman, they will ride or die. No matter what circumstances he is put against, he can be anybody. Like, no, like he's only human. Like, how many times has he taken the L?
Oh, he's taken a few great L's, like they're very far and in between.
My man, Bane, one time was just like,
Bane made him go through like a Mortal Kombat stage of taking out all of his rogues in one night, and then Batman went home like, I won. Bane was like, no, you lost.
That's my problem with it, though. Like, the Bat fan base is so big now.
So big.
So big. And, like, you can't even make a move as a different fan. Like, how good was Aquaman?
It was great.
It was pretty great. Yeah. For DC, it was great.
It was a good movie.
Compared to...
That's a low bar.
But that's what I mean.
That's a low bar.
It was, but at the end of the day, like, compared to what they've done in the past, this was probably their best. Better than Wonder Woman. Ooh. Better than...
Here's the funny thing.
I wouldn't say better than The Dark Knight, because they're acting...
Here's the funny thing. Aquaman and Wonder Woman share two very big things. Both of their main characters can't really act, but we like looking at them.
Their best and worst movies are Batman
13,
movies.
13 really likes looking at Aquaman.
No, because you know why? Because I want you to think about her acting portfolio.
She's never done anything before this. Nothing major.
Just Fast and Furious.
Right.
But again,
where she really didn't talk.
And nobody knew who she was.
Yeah. Then exactly.
That's what they did with Ruby Rose.
And she... Yep. Yeah, but the funny thing is, Ruby Rose is another model who's now transitioned really over to acting.
Yeah.
But Ruby Rose, she after
I liked her in Origins,
she was in Origins.
But mind you, they started her off on a smaller scale.
Yeah, I think that's it's fair. A different.
But
thing.
I'm just saying though, she literally got paid to just stand there. She had no lines that whole movie.
I think it's a thing, like, I can see there's an agreement between actors. When they see somebody in a role, they're like, don't say it to them yet. Like, I don't see that anyone's, like, actually taking anyone under a wing and be like, yo, that's not for you.
And here's why I put them in the same boat. If you look at Jason Momoa's filmography, mm-hmm. you'll realize that the majority of the characters he's played barely talk. They just give looks.
Which isn't a bad thing if you take it in the right way. Like, he could have done anything. They might have
typecast him as well, because maybe he doesn't. He just hasn't had any time to really, like, that shine. Too.
Well, no, the funny thing is, and that's where I finally saw the other side of him on Saturday Night Live. He is really funny.
Yeah, he's a nerd.
He's really, really funny. Which, naturally funny. Which to the point that it's hard to look at him as Aquaman, because I'm like, you should have been Lobo.
Which is why I want him casted as Lobo, because him and Lobo are the same type of personality.
He would be 10 times better as Lobo.
So you're telling me we could have gotten a better 21 Jump Street if we went with Jack Black and Jason Momoa instead of Jonah Hill?
Okay, first off, there's no way to make Jason Momoa look like he's a student at all. Anything. Now, ever. In college, yeah, he could be that really old RA.
Professor. Because he couldn't be.
He's that really cool RA who pops kegs like no one else.
Who pops
the Aqua Bro.
Who pops kegs and female.
Or he's students. Like a football player. Or something. Definitely.
He's a laid back stoner that gets laid a lot, but he's really casual about it.
So you're saying Jason Momoa could be in the new, if they cast that new Animal House?
Yeah.
Momoa could jump.
Yes. Like, yes.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
So, do y'all know what Animal House is?
No.
It is a really.
I know it's a movie.
It's a really classic observation into white privilege.
It's a college
but it's
movie.
Funny.
It's a college movie.
So it's kind of like Revenge movie. Of the Nerds.
Yeah. It's along those lines.
Yeah.
It's along those lines.
Only without as many date rapey undertones.
Thank God.
Gotcha.
No. Yeah.
Yo.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Yo.
That
is like two words away from Porky's. Like,
yo, over the last couple of years, I've started reassessing a lot of movies.
Yeah.
And yeah. Like Revenge of the Nerds.
Especially like, yo, young nerdy man movies. It was like.
Like,
a lot of had to be alert.
It was a lot of misogyny in the no movie, definitely. Like,
but no, there's misogyny, then there's just downright, wait, what? I was like, wait, you just offered your homegirl money for sex. I thought y'all were friends. What kind of shit is.
It gets even weirder when you think of like Star Wars, how Luke and Leia was almost a thing, and like.
Yeah, that was weird.
How Lando. how until like 2016, Lando Calrissian was the only nigga in space.
And the fandom, it's like, it reflects a little bit. Like, oh, yeah, there's black guys in Star Wars all the time.
Which?
One fin. They had one fin. It was like, burned everything.
Nice. As soon as they saw a black guy in a stormtrooper outfit, they lost their shit. Which brings me to my greatest issue. Star Wars has the most toxic fandom in the world.
I'm going to raise you that one.
And here's why.
Gaming.
Game. You got to be more specific.
Yeah.
Game that does not
your Star Wars,
I read you Overwatch.
And here's why
that does not star a white male lead.
Here's why. There are several instances where the Star Wars fandom has literally caused great detriment to itself. The Star Wars fandom criticized George Lucas about the prequels to the point that George Lucas decided to sell the franchise. That's why he sold it. The fans. He was just like, you know what? I'm sick of trying to please everybody. I'll sell it.
Also, the fact that Jar Jar Binks was supposed to be a
sequel. Let me get to that.
But the fans destroyed
that. Also, they made Ahmed Best suicidal several times. That is the man who played Jar Jar Binks. Like, they literally destroyed that man's life online, and this is
they take it to the point
this
where
is 1999,
yeah,
where the internet, where you know, the
internet was young,
internet
was like chat rooms and AOL.
But yeah, the guy tried to kill himself three different times
from being Jar Jar Binks,
from people criticizing him of playing Jar Jar Binks.
Right.
It got so bad, even Simon Pegg has apologized several times for his behavior. And he apologized one time personally to the guy himself. So Simon Pegg had Simon Pegg on one of his early shows on BBC, it was like he went on an 8-minute tirade about Jar Jar Binks. Like, that shit was fucking scathing. But, you know,
what the hell did he do?
Jar Jar Binks was a really, really the prequels had a really weird thing when it came to ethnicity.
Wasn't Jar Jar Binks the alien?
Here's the thing.
It was a real weird caricature of Rastafarianism.
The Star Wars fan base are built in a weird way because the franchise is built off like martial arts and samurai movies. So they're like, the fans are like really astute about it. Mm-hmm. But then, like, as the movies go further, like, it tries to get less heavy and a little bit more like friendly amongst each other, with like joking characters and master students being like, "Yo, I understand you, and like, I want to grow." And now, like, acceptance becomes the big thing in Star Wars, where the old fans are just like, "Ah!"
A bunch of different aliens from different planets and different races.
Exactly.
The moment a black guy is brought up, there's a whole tirade.
Yeah, and that shows another big glaring problem with Star Wars.
Twitter lost their fucking minds as soon as they said Donald Glover for
Yo.
And that would have been a great one, and Idris Elba for James Bond. Just saying.
I still want that.
He's got the swagger.
The only thing that ever made me stop for James Bond was Ryan Davis, because he was like, they got to change a lot of things up for that to work, because they be said James Bond is some of the whitest places in the world. They'd have to switch that.
Blend in. And they would have to blend in.
They'd have to switch that up for Idris.
Yeah. I look back and I'm just like, yo, I was such a young boy to be watching James Bond. I'm like, my man really was in a casino in like Alaska. Like,
it was a hotel casino made of ice.
What?
I am to this day still a huge fan of James Bond. So
the funny thing is,
but I'm with y'all. Like, the situations that he is put into and Daniel Craig is put into, like, they gonna have
y'all
to change.
Y'all gonna have to adjust.
Yeah.
First off, Craig is a whole different type of Bond. This man is gritty like The Wire. Yeah. No finesse whatsoever. He's just like, I want a martini, shaken or stirred. I don't give a damn. I'm like, oh. Then in the next movie, I'll take a Heineken. I was like, he's breaking the matrix here.
That's too many questions. He's gonna ask for Hennessy.
Next movie, Hennessy. But yeah, James Bond's awesome, and right before Star Wars, I said that one. Then what happened with Daisy Ripley? She had to shut down her social media.
Yeah,
maybe the worst thing about the Star Wars fandom is the toxic white males.
Maybe.
I know. It sounded a little sarcastic.
That's kind of what it is.
I think that's what the term insult comes from.
And then I hate to say it, but it's kind of what it is.
Involuntarily celibate. That's what it means.
With everything. Like if you catch anything, then a white male in the movie, they get upset. If the female character is not white, then they get upset. Even with Daisy Ridley being white, they had a problem with her.
It's a weird thing where that process is being changed by cradling the viewership, like with Last of Us or Logan. Like, you start learning to train old white men for like their younger counterparts, or you know,
I got shitted on a lot last year when I wrote the piece about who could play Batgirl, and one of my choices was Zoe Kravitz. They were just like, Zoe Kravitz, she's too black. I was like, first of all, if you follow any of the television, if you follow any of the DC television shows, they've replaced three gingers with black people, and I haven't heard y'all complaining yet. So shut the fuck up.
First of all, Morgan Freeman was God, and no one ever.
No one batted an eye.
It just made sense.
It's Morgan Freeman.
First of all, yeah. First of all,
I just said he's the only black man.
Just like how last year, no one questioned him lip syncing Missy Elliott. Last year, the Super Bowl commercial.
The Doritos commercial.
He was lip syncing Missy Elliott. No one questioned this.
Yeah.
It was just like, you're right.
It was him versus Peter Dinklage.
Super Bowl football.
Fuck the NFL.
Magic. He has all.
Good old Negro Freeman magic. He do. He probably do.
Ever since I was a little guy, you go to heaven, you hear him, you're just like, oh, it makes sense.
Yeah. I was like, this isn't my real voice, but I knew this is what you expect me to sound like.
Like, anything I have to do, anything important or serious, I just imagine him narrating.
You just go to, like, YouTube, number motivational videos of him talking and shit. Lamont and Peter Dinklage.
Lamont said he's going to try and be shit, and today he was.
Question for everyone. Who do you think has the better fans, live-action films or animated films?
Animated films.
I don't know. That's tough.
Define animated films. Are we talking about animated films, or are we talking about like Toy Story?
We're talking about Toy Story, Ice Age, Gurren Lagann, like that.
Because soon you say this, like a live action movie, every single actor gets critiqued down to his tone. Every single actor.
This is true because I'm guilty of that.
I judge
voice acting on the same curve when I cover animated movies. So
I feel like there would have been a lot more peace for the Sonic movie if it had been animated.
Yeah, first off, where we barely have a win, like two wins with video game related films. We have one win with Assassin's Creed, despite its U.S. earnings. It did way better overseas. And
they do a lot of talking in there. I fell asleep halfway through twice.
Well, think about it. There was actually a lot of talking in the game when you weren't killing people.
In what game?
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
I didn't even watch it. I was like, I'm not doing this to myself.
It was good.
My brain shut off. I'm here.
Michael Fassbender doesn't do bad movies.
I'm here for the stabby stab, not the talky talky.
Stabby stab.
Y'all talking, and I'm just like,
this nigga's saying pressing X. He's like, wait, damn.
I asked that question because, you know,
like slitty going slit.
Spider-Man's a live action deal for a good couple of decades, right? And the live action movie, I mean, the anime movie drops, and it just blows it out all the way out the water.
Well, that's because, you gotta remember the rules with animation compared to live action.
Right.
When you do animation, you don't have to worry about stuntmen, sight shooting.
Right. It's just a bunch
of fucking animators in a fucking room that you tell what to do.
Yeah.
And eventually you bring in the voice actor. Like, there's more freedom.
Yeah.
More freedom in animation.
And it's a lot easier to. It's different when you're like when you have a camera in your face, and this is coming from somebody who's always got cameras in their face.
Yeah.
When you have a camera in your face versus you're just on audio or whatever.
Yeah.
Like you can be like I could be sitting here like this with a hangover,
right.
And we're like recording PJs. Live.
That's what pre summer. It's your turn
and
for
so
the tape.
So like I'll be like, listen, and action. So such, and then you can go back to like that.
Right.
You know, so
in other words, how I think most newscasters are, they're like, and right back to you, and we're out.
Cosmic Cat. Yo, he's one of those people. He's been doing this for so long. Like literally, he was like,
I've seen him turn off and on.
Yes.
It's fucking hilarious.
Because it's like, what's up, Philly? We got going on, and then like, you know, he's done
commercial.
And he's like,
Andy's coming.
So before we go any further, we invited Nico here because for the month of February, we're doing a thing with Black Creators. And today we're going to interview her about what she's got going on, what she's doing. And, you know, then we jump right back to the podcast. Her best and favorite fandoms, Harry Potter. It's her favorite fandom. But, tell us, Nico, something about yourself.
Well, what do you Doctor,
she tells about herself. She's like, yeah,
there's so many things.
Well, before we started recording, you call yourself an artist because you work in a lot of different mediums. Which mediums are they?
I work in modeling, graphic design, web design. I do photography, digital retouching and compositing. Just about everything, you know, that deals with art, pretty much.
You producing the art. Artist,
yes.
Pretty much. You are.
It's so many things that I do. So it's just like, I feel like Amanda Seale. She's kind of like my spirit animal, I'm sure.
That's a lie.
Because she's very good. Yeah.
No. Amanda Seale's got hilarious. A lot of things on the belt.
And that's really what it feels like because it's just like, you know, you got to get good at everything, developing and learning so many skills and things like that.
When you do it like that, there's less walls for you. You got to deal with less people trying to like oppose you and be like a part of it.
Or having to depend on people.
Yeah.
Like, and that creativity always feeds into something else.
Indeed.
With you working in so many different backgrounds, mm-hmm. is it a traditional education or something you just picked up on your own and just?
Well, I did like a year and a half in college, and then I dropped out. Nice. Went to drug school. Dropouts, you know. Here's the thing about dropping out of college, though. Like, college is a business. And at the end of the day, you know, unless you're going to become a lawyer, doctor, something that requires you to have some type of certification, honestly, half the shit that you need to learn, you can learn on it.
Yeah, and if nobody tells you how to put that beforehand, you're trying to fuck for yourself.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, I'd rather not pay, be
$60,000.
We're talking like, I'd have been like $100,000 in debt had I finished.
College is a full-time scam.
Yep.
And it's in our day world, like, you really don't need it.
It's not even your trading time for money.
Career. Right.
You're trading, you giving the money up front. Mm-hmm. Thousands of dollars up front.
You can get hired off skill base alone, depending on what kind of career you want to be in. Yeah.
This is very true.
I learned a whole lot about, you know, people who had never gone to school for photography, never gone to school for graphic design or web design. And I'm like, I was doing this in 2010.
Right.
I'm like, what the hell am I doing here? Oh, no, I got to go. This ain't working. I'm cool. Y'all, like, co-op was cool when I actually thought that I was going to get a job. But because I want to work for myself,
yeah,
I don't need this.
Fair enough.
So, you know.
And a lot of times it's out of necessity. Mm-hmm. Like, I learned how to web design because I couldn't afford
it. It's true for it.
So, there you go. So, you know, you oftentimes we learn because we had to.
Mm-hmm. That's why I learned.
Budget wise.
I learned video editing because we can't.
And we appreciate you for it.
Yeah, whatever. Like it.
What has been one of your favorite projects that you've worked on so far?
Probably would have to be the movies we did last year. I was a part of two different movie projects, supporting leading role. One called My Twin Within, the other called The Undying Me, both having to do with twin brothers, actually. The Parham brothers, they are actors, directors, and writers, screenwriters from Philadelphia. They've been on TV1, A&E, you know, did a bunch of different stuff and whatnot as twins. So, like, those two projects are probably my favorite to date, although Power comes like a small second.
Small second.
just Power.
I met Omari Hardwick. He was like really, really like, oh God. That is a
fine
specimen of a man.
Did you get for to sure. dap up 50? Did you get to?
50 wasn't there. Omari was the only one there. Rotimi was there as well. But like, I was standing closest to Omari. Like, he was walking past and he like touched the small of my back. So I almost like died and melted into the carpet. Like, on the inside, I was like, oh my God, he touched me. But on the outside, I'm just like, oh, no, it's fine. This is real calm.
She's like, what's wrong with my number? What?
Right.
Any projects on the horizon that you are able to speak on?
Yes.
If you can.
Well, a couple things. I am a part of this one movie called Blood Loss. You can actually look it up on my IMDb page. Finally, I get verified. Hey. Like that. You know, we up there. I'm the Surgeon Nico Smith, and you know,
the stuff happens.
Hop right up. Yep. See my name in bright lights and things. And then there is another project. I believe it's like Project Tira. I am an Elven Queen. I'm going to have to actually learn how to master a Scottish or I believe Irish accent, so that'll be interesting.
So wait, hold up. Can we slow down for a minute? You're gonna be
because I'm about to say those accents
are very,
very different. And then what region dialect do they want from?
Quote from A Crazy Bastards?
The Quest for Terror.
Like,
so pretty much, I got more of like an Irish.
Can we hear some?
I haven't really.
Yeah, don't you really about to put it on spot? He's just like, be Irish right now.
No. I'm still learning how to do the Irish. I know how to do a British one. So here's the thing: if you know how to do a British accent, it's a little bit easier to learn how to do the Irish.
It just depends on which one.
Yeah, it all really depends on like where you want to go. If you want to go with Sons of Anarchy, Chips type.
That's
North Ireland. That
exactly.
You're trying to skip past the drunk part.
Instead of saying shit, you say shite.
Shite. Yeah, exactly. So it's like it's a little more, you know. So I quite enjoy my British accent.
Oh, that's prissy Manchester.
It is a little bit, but it's not that bad. It could be less. It could be a whole lot worse.
Right, so like Princess in the Diaries, but not like Misfits.
Yeah, kind of, sort of, yeah.
Okay.
I'm calling a bloody fucking wanker.
I like
See,
that
See, that's Liverpool.
Bloody fucking wanker.
That's Liverpool.
Yeah.
That nice gritty.
Yeah, the fighting.
Yeah, that was probably one of my most exciting like news that we had and whatnot. They're trying to get funding for the movie and whatnot, so that's in production now.
Nice.
The Quest for Terror, I'm not sure when we'll start on that project just yet. It's a couple of other projects that I've been called to do and whatnot, so I may be going to Texas to do some filming for a few months.
Nice.
So all right. We'll see. But it's a couple of my own projects that I'm working on right now. This video project, I haven't decided what I want to call it just yet because there's a lot of like ideas that I have and whatnot. And as you see, I'm like going through my
processing.
My photography company, I think I may call it the Curly Brown Chronicles, mostly because there are so many things to cover under that umbrella of things. You know, one of the projects that I'm working on will be called Meeting. I think it was like a letter to myself. I can't remember the name because I didn't write it down. I need to write this stuff down. But basically, the premise of the video project is me meeting myself when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And things that I wish I could have taught, like me sitting down with myself. So either we're sitting at a dinner table or I'm even like at her school and I'm like, listen, these are the things you need to look out for.
Yeah, you're going to run into these.
I need you to be great. I need you to not focus on this. I need you to be this way.
If only we could all go back and tell that 18-year-old.
Exactly.
Come in, little shit.
And that was the premise of it. Initially, I actually got the idea from my mom. My mom is, she had me when she was like 30.
Don't trust
her. So, honestly, I wished, like this was a conversation I was having with her, and I wished that I could have met her when she was my age because that like, or at least before she had any of us.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, she has so many opportunities of things that she could have did with her life and things like that. But she didn't have the right people around her in her environment that I wish she had because she could have went to college. She said, I could have went to Harvard for $5,000. I said, what? Your push was $5,000.
Those were the days.
Right. So I was just like, wow. And I asked her, I was like, well, why didn't you go? Or why didn't you? And she was like, that wasn't really like a thing. Like, they weren't really encouraging women to go and do that. That wasn't a thing in our community at all. So You know what I mean?
You want to leave the house and be something? What?
Right. Like, that catch you how talking dare you? Shit.
How dare you leave the kitchen?
How dare you try to think for yourself?
Right. You got dreams? Well, let me kill those dreams. Right.
But this is what she's doing. The past.
Right. So I definitely wanted to have like a... I actually wanted to make that a film project, actually. Like, me going back in time and meeting her to find out what she was like. Mm. And I think that is probably like... I feel like that will probably have to be like a whole feature film. Making it a YouTube series is just not going to be enough. I think I need a bigger budget.
Or you can get picked up by Netflix show. You never know.
That would be cool.
Or they're looking for writers all the time.
Hey.
YouTube originals.
Yep.
Hey.
They're getting our money too.
Yeah.
Interrupt YouTube, Netflix.
Hey.
You got right here. Need somebody to fill in for this Logan Paul bullshit. I still hate you.
Fuck you, fam.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, when I had that, look, Logan Paul, it's like a sheet of rage. This needs to be RKO'd to the depths.
Do you have anybody or any project that you want to work with or work on? Or any show like you?
Any show? I would love to get on Orange is the New Black. That'd be pretty dope.
Last season.
I know, right? I was actually supposed to be on the season before that one. And they wanted me to come down to Atlanta. The problem was I wasn't going to make it. Yeah. Like, and it was a speaking part on top of that. So I was even more sad because it was just like, damn it. Like...
But they saw you though.
I just went. Right. I just wanted to be like, shut the fuck up, Chapman.
I hate her character.
I'm like, when you're the main character, you're the boringest part of this fucking show.
I hated her character. Most main characters that I hate in TV series, Piper Chapman, Sookie Stackhouse, Who else was really fucking annoying? I'm going to say there was another one, but I just lost it. I don't know. My brain just went blank.
It's okay.
Those are two. Fuck you, Sookie Stackhouse. I'm sorry. Anna Paquin, I love you as a person, but I fucking hate your character.
Yeah. This is just...
Like blood. Oh my God. I just wanted her to die so bad because I just... Oh, I got it. Motherfucking Elena Gilbert. Bitch, you can die too.
From what?
Nina DeBrav, I fucks with you. Vampire Diaries. Okay. The Vampire Diaries.
Okay, yeah. See,
both. I fucks with you, Nina DeBrav, but fuck you, Elena Gilbert.
See, both shows to me were extremely problematic and I couldn't co-sign to them. I tried both. I gave them the three episode trial.
The originals?
Yeah. The originals, not as bad.
I love
Vampire Diaries.
The originals was good.
The Vampire Diaries felt too much like they made it off the Twilight train.
Yeah.
It was too close to...
It was. It did go to Twilight.
But the joke is not supposed to feel like it.
My distaste for whoever they let play Iron Fist, whoever that surfer
boy is.
No, but he was in Game of Thrones and he was excellent in that.
But my biggest problem is he ain't do the Marvel workout. My man Iron Fist looked like foil.
Yeah, I know too many young martial artists can outbox him, dog.
Like, Daredevil looked like he should be whooping Iron Fist's ass on a daily basis. Like, good morning, eat your school.
Right.
That's like
swallow your homework.
Piccolo and Gohan. Dodge!
Always.
But eventually he started dodging.
Exactly.
He learned to dodge and he was like, get his ass out of there.
I saw you. You tried it. Whoa, trying to give me a get.
Do you have any anime that you currently watch?
Animes, probably Death Note is probably the one that I've really centered on and I really, really
The anime is amazing. I see you giving a look. I can't speak on the movie or the series, but the anime is amazing.
What, the
movie?
The movie was trash. Definitely trash.
That's why I see me, I'm like,
just throw that shit out. That didn't happen. We're just going to pretend like that didn't happen because I was pretty pissed off that they Americanized the shit out of it. Like,
well, no, I wasn't mad at that part.
Because they said it
from the get go. Yeah. So it wasn't like they lied to me.
So I felt lied to.
I like started the movie and be like, hey, we know we're wrong about
now,
this.
But then you make him blonde haired.
What bothered me was the fact that they didn't let the director do what he does, because I've seen the other stuff he's done. He's a competent person. This makes him look stupid.
Not just that, but here's the thing. If you guys could only afford one Shinigami, you shouldn't have made the fucking film!
Right.
Shit! William Dafoe was perfect
perfect.
He was perfect. But my guy, we still need the other Shinigami. Then on top of that, y'all took the story completely out of whack.
And there's a sequel coming.
I would have been happy if light fell. Well, in fact, if he wasn't light at all, if it's a regular white kid,
yeah,
just like light who stumbled upon a Death Note.
But they took I'm cool with that. Like if they could have changed the names up, you know,
yeah.
I would have been fine. Right. But it was like, no, y'all didn't Americanize this enough because it's still
to make it matter.
Because now it feels like. A y'all just version. Kind of yeah.
You spat in my spilled, face,
right?
Like a cheap and I now want to throw hands.
No,
there'll never be. You
stuck your dick in my butt, and you ain't had no Vaseline, no nothing. You just went
in. Just like
just,
good morning.
That's like said bite pillow.
Death Note. Like
I'm going in.
They Maurice'd it.
Like 6 years ago or longer, Japan made a live action Death Note.
Which sucked. That was good. The first one was good.
I liked it.
The second one was all right. Then the third one.
I only seen the first one.
I saw all three. It was just like, all right. Yeah.
They're not going to get this right, is the truth of it. They're not. They're not going to get
there's
this
certain
right.
things you can okay. do in anime that you cannot do.
Right. I have a question for you. Yeah. What if you found a Death Note right now?
Who?
Is there any names right now
the
that would go with
us? She's like, wait a minute. All right. Because I view myself almost like a comic book character in a way, there are four people that live inside of me.
Okay.
There's Nani. Nico, Nikki, and Niklaus.
The important thing is they all start with N, so you can't. All right, good.
So
you can't get wrong.
No, you can't. So it's like the four of them. Like Niklaus would be like, yes, because she's more of like the demon child kind of thing. Like shoot first, ask questions later. Like everybody dies.
Right, that's my type of person.
Zero fucks. Then, you know, Nani would be like, you guys, I don't know. Like, is this a good idea? Like, are you sure this is a good idea?
Right. like, this is not
good idea. That's the conscience. Like, that's the inner conscience. Yeah. The person that's, you know, she don't even know. Nikki would be more like, I mean, is it going to get you any closer to some dick?
What the fuck?
What? Like, is we get dick after this? Like, do we get some dick after this? Right. Or no.
Is that the answer?
Like, is that the answer? Like, do we get to make them? Like, do we get make them have sex with us before we kill them? Like, can we do that? Is that allowed?
Are we gonna go into this joke before?
No.
And then
you gotta go into it.
Okay. I mean, she brought it up.
No. Fuck you.
Wait, what's the joke?
So okay, we gotta go into it now.
I'm gonna say this.
Oh boy.
He would just like to let you know that he has sex.
That's what he does. No. No. Give the content.
I mean, I figured he's a dude. Like,
But Salty has sex on a different level.
Like, it's just. Have you seen
fake news? Lies and allegations.
You let everybody else talk. Let me talk. Let me talk. Have you seen Super Brawlian?
Yo, you gonna swallow this monster can the hard way?
Of course, you can say that.
Oh my! Wait, what happened?
He's not just in a sex cult.
Sex cult?
Have you seen Dragon Ball when it
lies? Fake news.
That is what Corey is to sex.
You can't prove nothing.
Super Saiyan guy.
He out here all your instincts in the pussy.
You cannot prove anything. Yeah, nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
Don't stop. We're in love now.
That's and that's the running joke. I don't know.
Can't stand you, ebony motherfuckers.
But there you go.
I mean, hey, you know.
Damn, can't keep
you
nothing.
Everything right, you should be like this. You should be like this. What's up wrong with that? You all are good at something?
I know what I'm good. Look, listen. This is a trap.
Okay.
Meanwhile, what's
the last end?
Wait, what?
It was
the last one. The last one is Nico. So Nico would be like, I don't know, y'all. Like, here's the thing. We gotta weigh the pros and cons right now, motherfucker.
Right.
This shit is we gotta be real sensible about this motherfucker. Cause here's the thing. You use it, this is what happens. If you don't use it, well, shit is going on the way it is. So what do you wanna do? What do you motherfuckers wanna do?
In other words, Vegeta no, Vegeta yes.
Pretty much. So it's just like, it would be like, it would literally be like the four of them constantly. I would have to smoke a blunt, kind of chill everybody the fuck out.
Have a UN inside your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we all come together. And we're like, all right, you know, we gotta be strategic about this shit. Then.
All I request is this.
Donald Trump first.
Do what I would do. The first thing before you write anything else.
Actually, though,
you
Mike
have
Pence.
To write.
Mike Pence have, first.
You have to write hashtag.
Then Donald Trump.
You have to write hashtag petty in the book before you write
anything.
Why? Anybody who uses that hashtag dies?
No. These are just like...
Yeah, I was about to say, I think you're starting a Black Mirror, bro.
Before you write anything in the book, just put petty or hashtag petty and then write whoever you want.
You know, he gonna show up like, what the hell is a hashtag? He's like, look, if you want me to kill somebody, fine, but don't write that shit.
Yeah, he'll probably be like, what the fuck is that?
He's like, wasting good space.
Right. Like,
you can't waste space. The book is infinite.
Like, I would literally probably, yeah. Like, if I were to use it, it would have to be very, very strategic.
Yeah.
Problematic white men.
Yeah.
You're the second on the list. I'm sorry, third, because you know Mike Pence and then Donald Trump and then problematic.
So just the entire clan.
So how you gonna nix half the country?
Oh well. Nobody gonna miss
them. High five.
Is it wrong that I also want like I don't just want a death note. I also want like a pain or crippling note. Like, I don't want to kill certain people. I just want them to live with certain things for the rest of their life.
You just want to send a message.
Like,
so you want to traumatize them. So right, basically what you're doing
certain people I'd rather, I want them.
And you kill them, but you give them like some type of like, make them write like some weird ass messages.
Yeah,
like that with their game on it.
Or no, like.
This is why
like,
Frieza gets his ass
like, no, like, I'm like, you will live the rest of your days not being able to taste anything. Just salt. No matter what.
It's the salt.
Oh, God.
It's just like, just salt, no matter what.
What are you going to do with that gun? Oh, I'm not going to.
May the freshest peach be forever salty.
Off. Well, that would be more of like the craft.
See, he has the petty book.
That would be more of like the craft. But here's the thing, though. With
I can live with that.
Magic book exists. Magic is very, very, very fucking real.
Magic's real.
And here's the thing. We've always had power for magic and to the magic. Black people, as black people, have functioning.
That's why all of us have rhythm, no matter what.
Our pineal glands.
Unless they're cursed.
White people don't produce as much melanin because their pineal glands are calcified. So, with that being said.
Poor Caucasian side.
You know.
What?
That's why we can reach the magic.
I'm not allowed to have any form of power.
Three people have called you Lucifer before this podcast ended.
Before it started.
That was crazy. It was just like, wow.
It was like, we know what type of time you're on.
No.
I know I could probably beat that. I would probably end up being Thanos. But when you realize that Thanos, in a way, was right.
Yeah. But, you know, he could also could have just doubled the resources. That was the weird part.
No, there are people that just need to just dust.
I mean, wasn't that what the entire like Infinity War? You know,
the
Infinity War,
is Civil War came from? Who go?
Right. Oh no, the Civil War came from.
Oh, he can.
Okay, here's what the Civil War was about.
He said
the Civil War was about the United Nations and the rest of the government wanting to hold the Avengers accountable.
Right.
For the New York,
right?
New York,
like
Washington D.C.,
like they brought them down.
Right,
and Sokovia. Now, here's the thing that cracks me up for the New York situation. Y'all niggas wanted to nuke downtown New York. I was like, wait a minute,
Nuking the entire downtown New York would have cost way more than that alien attack. So let's
calm down there.
Let's look at this. Now, Washington, D.C., this shit was spies. That's been there for decades. How are we supposed to know that?
Right.
These niggas was deep, deep, deep.
I think the whole Thanos cover. Thing was him just looking at it like the Watchmen and being like, yo, what and if so, I just became the bad guy? For all of them to really focus on, so they stop being dumb and fighting each other. He'd just be like, I'll just be the bad guy, and then you guys can really have an actual problem to fix instead of running around being mad at each other and having your Killmongers and your Red Skulls. Just like, I give you a Thanos. Bring it on.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, Thanos though, but here's problems. The thing. I'd have just been like this at the Avengers table, like sitting there staring that motherfucker in his face, been like, next time you have an alien invasion, don't fucking call me, bitch.
Don't.
Peace out.
Don't call me.
Iron Man out.
Iron Man,
I dropped him. But no, the biggest problem is Iron Man, Sokovia, that's actually all your fault.
The
Sokovia Accord? Yeah. No, everything that happened in Age of Ultron, that was Tony's all
Tony's fault. That was all Tony's fault.
Yeah, he's so smart.
Because he's scary ass nigga.
I need a contradiction for all of this because I need to protect the entire planet by myself.
But back to magic. Before the podcast, you were saying that Harry Potter to you has the best fandom.
Yes, I have to say.
Okay, who has the worst fandom to you?
No, I want to go into that.
And it's still movies coming out, so what's the problem?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, they've always been very positive. It's just since these Fantastic Beasts movies have come out, there's.
The story has matured.
There's been a bit of discord because now the fans are arguing with J.K. Rowling over what's being done in the movies. And they're just like, but such and such. She's like, well, yeah, well, I created it, so.
Such and such. Look here, you little shit.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that's going to be the next thing.
Yeah.
One, which house would you like to play on?
Gryffindor. Without doubt. Because I know. Well, what did you say about those beams?
Oh, it goes, Ravenclaw's is like, oh, that looks like some cherry shit over there. Slytherin, we may have started that shit. Gryffindor, we're going to handle this shit. Hufflepuff, we ain't worried about this shit.
Yeah,
it's not our business.
I'm gonna go ahead and sit my team. So I'm all, I'm literally more like the Gryffindor. Gryffindor's like, I'm always handling shit.
King Kitsu from our cosplayer of the week 2 weeks ago, he messaged me and said he thinks one of the best fandoms is Steven Universe.
That's one of the best and that's near one of the worst. That's one of the
coolest cartoons I've ever seen because I've never seen like a cartoon like that that actually kind of makes black women, you know, seem like they have superpowers. It's actually pretty cool. Like Garnett is probably one of my favorite characters on the show.
Hey, Estelle.
Shout out to Garnett. I was actually gonna do a cosplay photo shoot for that.
Could you like, please?
Thinking about
that. Do it.
All I have to please one. Do it.
I
do
just
it.
Need to find the visor. I need the visor. That's important.
That is not a problem. This is Philly. You know what it is. But say the eyewear.
Fandoms like that. And can we like if a show is not about this thing, can you not make it about this thing?
What do you mean?
The show is not about gender or race. The fandoms.
Like Doctor Who.
About gender and race. I don't know, because Rebecca Sugar,
she's weird about it, but like when it first came out, just like how the incident with the one artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, okay. Then there's shows that's like, you got shows that are about love and tolerance, My Little Pony. The fandom is none of that.
Well, that's because you get regular cartoon watchers mixed with grown ass men who are watching cartoons. Yeah, and it's like
it's a little crazy.
Some bronies are well intentioned, and then others aren't,
and they poison it for the rest of them.
And the weird thing is, one of my friends is a brony, and he's well intentioned, but one day he said something that I was just like, yo. He wanted to go see the latest My Little Pony movie. And I was just like, yo, make sure you take your little cousin to go with you. He's like, why? I was like, Just do it.
Because you're going to be in the fucking theater
for I'm like, little girls, probably. Negro, you are 25. I need you to go there with your little 8-year-old cousin so you do not look like Chris Hansen's going to be sitting next to you. Like, I need you to come outside.
Yeah.
I think you call him Chris Hansen. I like to call you Chris Hansen.
I tell you like this here, Rainbow Dash. I like you. And I won't
shit. No, ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Nico, you are me. But no, they have a really good community. Another community I think is actually really good. Actually, always nothing but positive things. The Office fandom.
It's always jokes.
The Office got fandom?
Yeah. What? Heavy.
Dude, I have seen 3 Office groups. If you combine their member total ship, you're looking at 2 million people.
Wow.
Like, at Keystone Comic Con,
wow.
Those 3 big-ass lines that weren't for comic book characters were for people from The Office.
Like, the actors are still switching between being like, yeah, we can do another season, or like they never know because, like, The Office was that powerful of a show.
That's why after that artist did that animated version of all the characters, I was like, why don't y'all just do this? Because, like, this artist did, like, spot-on animated versions of the entire fucking cast, and I was like, yeah. Do it.
Just Family Guy Office?
No, like you could still keep it just as grounded and scripted.
Yeah, yeah.
But just do it in animation so everyone can still work on their other projects. John Krasinski's like a badass now.
Yeah.
When he's not being Jack Reacher, he's fighting these blind demons.
He had to, dog. Jim is hard to defeat. Like, that's a hard character to get over, dog, especially when no one wants to let it go.
Right.
He's like, I might just be Jim Feller.
Right.
Yeah, and Dwight's just gonna be Dwight. No matter what I've seen him in, I'm just like, shut up, Dwight. Even I'm just like, he was in The Meg, and I was just like, oh, it's Dwight.
And we watched that, and that was like, I was like, I don't know. I feel like there's
Jason Statham in needs a paycheck.
God damn! Like, that's really what it felt like, because it was just like, all right, I understand, but at the same token. This is fucking stupid.
So do you think the fandoms are bigger than like Jason Momoa's got a big fan base? It's almost nothing compared to like The Rock. I mean, that's because of the amount of work he's been putting in and all that. Do you think it matters?
Jason Momoa.
What matters? Exactly.
Jason, the size of your fandom and how they like control themselves. Because like Beyonce had a fandom, Beehive was a big thing for a minute.
Support whatever Night Sparks is.
We disavow any and all.
It's not about to be a chair now.
Understand.
Because I am not trying to have Rico, man.
Understand. They're everywhere, okay?
I'm aware.
These motherfuckers are like
ninjas.
I'm like Agent Smith.
They're walking through the outside right now.
You can see a bad bitch walking in a red dress. You turn around and say Agent Smith. that is literally the Beehive.
But it's in the weird space where, you know, they give Beyonce her own shirt.
You get stabbed. I judged one of her performances at the Grammys and got into a 35-minute argument with a gentleman on the train.
Because
I thought the performance was rather cheesy. I was just like,
rather cheesy.
Good game, mental PSA.
Mary Jenkins is not condoning anything that
never said. Never did say it was bad, but there was some cheesy spots in it.
You know what?
See, he's
what fandom.
Wait, do you remember?
I'm glad you don't hear about anymore.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yo, see. Now what she did. What she did, she fucked up.
It wasn't her fault though. Technically, it was Polo's fault because Polo was the one that leaked it.
Sure.
She tried to take the blame or whatever, tried to take it off of him or whatever, and tried to say that it was her and it was her idea to leak it or whatever.
I'd made that nigga fall on the sword.
But, yep. Right. I would have too. But like, yo, like, for look. Years. But here's the thing. She even bought it even more on herself years afterwards. Because remember, they, I think it was like Star Magazine or something like that. And they asked her to hold it. And, you know, she was on the cover. And she was like, oh, no, thank you. No, that's okay. And it's just like, you can't blame her for that. She didn't do that. Now, here's the thing.
Now, Sierra.
No fandom, I'm glad that doesn't exist anymore. Yeah. You don't hear about it anymore. The Believers. The
Believers. That's because Justin Bieber has become... Whoa. Justin Bieber applied for his black card. And it went through the probationary period through Floyd Mayweather.
But that
and then it was canceled.
Yeah.
When we realized that
he went through Floyd.
Because at first it was just like, when I first saw Justin Bieber was nominated for a BET award, I never forget, I shot vodka out my nose. Because I was drinking, and they were like, Justin Bieber. I was like, oh, God. Oh, sweet mother.
He should have seen what time he was when we allowed Nicki in the spot. Little Nicki?
Little Dicky?
Little Dicky?
Here's the difference. And here, very big difference.
I was thinking of the movie.
Very big difference. Lil Dicky is actually good at what he does.
Exactly.
And the funny thing is, I give Lil Dicky a lot of credit because he'll make some shit and then just fade out and just come back in whenever he feels like it. Yeah, and I'm just...
No, like Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Yes and no. Because Dave Chappelle had to go on a kind of his own little search. He had to go on a soul search that involved a lot of Warcraft. Because he plays. A lot of Warcraft and lifting weights. Because when he first got back on stage the first time, I was like, damn! Dave was like, I ain't no crackhead no more!
He came back and he's like, I ain't crackhead Dave no more. Say something.
I still tell jokes. Another strong fandom, Dave Chappelle. I tell
jokes and get hands.
He is funny, though.
The cast of The Office.
Oh, wow, yeah.
God damn it. Damn it. Phone, stop trying to do shit.
He don't want to scroll to the wrong side.
Shut the hell up. my scroll was perfectly fine.
Oh wow, yeah, it actually looks like the Proud Family.
Oh shit,
like animation Proud like it,
hey, remember when? Like remember when ABC had the Proud Family?
I miss that show.
That strong wait, black imagine, show. Wait, that
imagine if they do like a live action.
Proud that would Family. Be dope. I would need to be movies.
Wouldn't that be
Blackish?
It would be serious, yeah.
Wouldn't that be Blackish? But with
I feel like it would be funnier than Blackish.
Except for that one.
It's got crazier characters.
With Deion Cole, where he was like,
what are they going to do about the sisters?
He was like, don't you have a son? She was like, oh shit, I left my son. I should Uber him some wings.
Deion Cole's character is fucking off the wall.
I love his character. I love your character too on Blackish.
Amy Anderson?
Wait,
I can see a little bit.
His character personality is Jamal almost to a T. Especially when he get on his Imhotep stuff. Oh my God. He reminds me of Jamal.
But you actually have the nerdiness of his son, so it's okay.
I just want to save all the black people and play Kingdom Hearts. It's so I don't want to have to separate the two, that's all.
Anthony Anderson character said, I want to see all those black people and collect J's. So, you know.
So, in other words, a New Yorker? Probably from Brooklyn. Bed-Stuy.
I think.
Not the new shit they call it. Bed-Stuy.
I have a question though. Speaking of black actors and, you know.
Yeah.
Whatnot. How do you feel about Will Smith playing the genie?
This is by far the funniest he's been in my entire life.
I'm perfectly fine with it because if you've seen it and everything he's doing, he's like the epitome of black excellence in everything he does.
Yes. Dog, okay with it. Didn't think we were going to get to the part where Jaden is bigger, better decisions than Will, but here we are.
Here's my Jaden is just an icon living.
Here's
not a regular living bitch, bitch just did it.
Right. At least he got a genie.
Okay, here's what Will Smith as genie
First off,
someone has to do it. No one else is going to step up to the bench.
That's because first off, no one wants to step into Robin Williams' spot.
Nobody.
Period. Now.
So why would you, Will? Why would you?
Because Will Smith is the only one even close to try.
But he's not even close.
He has the
cojones. He's never done stand-up.
No, he hasn't.
Never.
But he has done improv.
You could have got Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle wouldn't do it.
You could have even got Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy is barely funny anymore.
He did Moose Shoe. That's like total.
That's as big as he does. Let's take it easy.
I'm thinking of acting, level acting, voices, being able to do the voices and all of that.
But I say, putting Eddie Murphy in that is a worse roulette game.
When you look at it as from the cartoon side, right? From like, oh, they're trying to make it into live action. Genie is such an incredible character.
And then on top of that, he's a big dude.
Right.
Now here's a funny thing. When I wrote a piece when they originally announced this shit, I had a different idea for Genie. Because the person's not an actor, but with their natural attitude and laid back charisma, you would have had something really genuinely funny. I suggested DJ Khaled.
Come on, man. Hell no.
Think about it, because DJ Khaled playing a magical genie trying to help Aladdin swab Jasmine.
I'm kind of seeing it. It's cool, she messed up. Another one.
with him producing music on the movie as well.
Right.
And him in the world championships of that. And him making a fool of himself. After him making a fool of himself at the basketball game. And after, what was it? Him trying to crowd surf. They killed them children. I don't want to
see shit. But here's the thing. This is at least in his range. Yeah. Everything else he was trying, it was like, that's... Mm-mm. This it was like you try to break dance when you right here, baby.
Right here. Right here.
This is him being Genie.
That's the problem. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Will is a major character. He's a major actor. Check it out, Mr. Ladd,
sir. I got a wish 1, 2, 3 for you. Now, what you need, nigga? Stop lying to it. Tell the truth.
Right. Right. Right.
Who's the master here?
You smart.
I'm loyal.
I like that.
I can't see Will doing that though. Will can't turn that down.
Yeah, it's good. But that's the thing. Will Smith has said it's going to be more like Hitch.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I guess.
I liked it as a kid or whatever, but watching it again as an adult, I was just like,
it's, and ironically, in modern times, Hitch is cringy. Because it was like, oh, you're setting these people. Oh.
That's like handled in the movie. He's just like, oh shit, wait. He's like, some of the guys I'm setting up for are fucking trash. Yeah. And I find the thing to do. This is fucking terrible.
Yeah, because I'm trying to actually create. Like, this nigga trying to be like, you know, this is going to be harmony and shit.
He trying to get the yams on me.
I don't think, after seeing Prince of Persia, my fears for Aladdin are so high.
First off, there's actual people of Arabic descent in this film.
Okay, yeah.
And the lead is not played by Jake Gyllenhaal.
Excuse me? Of Prince of Persia. Can we talk about the new fighter on
Mortal Kombat? You don't remember that?
You don't remember
the Prince of Persia with Jake Gyllenhaal
on a level of
as the Prince of Persia
on the level of Zero to Exodus.
I tried.
Yeah, the Prince of Persia was Jake Gyllenhaal.
I'm sorry, I brought it up.
It just made me think about Paul Mooney, the next movie, The Last Nigga on Earth, starring Tom Hanks. We had Brad Pitt playing the Mexican, and Tom Cruise is the Last Samurai.
I just imagine him reach for the sky, like.
There's a snake in my
boot. Right.
Jesus. You know, they always used to come at like Jay-Z and stuff like that for selling drugs and all this other shit. But then they would be careful.
At least his drugs were
honest. Because there's a laptop in there.
At least his drugs were honest.
But,
We all knew it was crack.
But here's the thing, though. They never talk about how Tim the Tool Man was a motherfucking coke dealer.
Yeah, Tim Allen. Tim Allen was arrested.
He sold that weight.
Smuggling cocaine back in like the.
In the 80s,
that's probably because
everybody was doing drugs.
But you know what? Back in the 80s, cocaine was like water, baby. It was everywhere.
But that's literally the epitome of white privilege, though. That was a felony, was it not?
Yes, it was. But then again, I can only imagine the only reason he didn't do as long as he would have is because he snitched. Oh, yeah.
He probably was that.
What do you know?
Everything. Everything.
Next, you know, he's Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
All
perfect
that snow. My main man, oh, cocaine.
Shit. I think they might have called me for it. Hold on.
Oh.
Hold on. Give me 2 seconds.
Bat signal. How long are we running, Mark?
1 minute, baby.
Wow.
I'm about to say, nigga, what kind of speed continuum is this?
I guess we can wrap it up.
Photo shoot this next weekend.
We can float a little longer if you don't mind. I like the rhythm. But that's fucking weird.
Doug, I just want, like, I want, like, Proud Family. Mm-hmm. I want Baby's Kids.
I want the Black Renaissance back, period.
I want Aaron Magruder and the Boondocks back.
That.
Not season four shit.
No.
Yo, can we get a Boondocks movie on a level of Into the Spider-Verse? Because that would be ill.
That would be super ill.
I remember he tried to do an Uncle Ruckus movie, but it didn't reach
its crowd. I ain't asked for that.
No, apparently the rest of the characters were going to be in the movie.
He should have said that.
He just should have said Boondocks.
Right.
You could say that after the fact. Like, right. After you put Boondocks, you get to be like, about movies based on Uncle Ruckus.
My sister is like Uncle Ruckus. Didn't ask for that. Don't need to have that on the mix. Like, I don't need.
He's Killmonger with all the powers and
No.
It's the same premise.
Uncle Ruckus was born in the sucker place, molded by him.
Pretty much.
Emily adopted the white man.
I was born in scrap.
He just came back for real.
True. Uncle Ruckus was on some.
On some knowledge.
Praise white man.
Y'all remember when he was a preacher?
Praise white God and his son, white Jesus.
Breathing up all the white man's hair.
Don't trust them new niggas.
We still need a Static Shock movie.
Oh,
yes.
I need Storm to get her own movie.
But wait. Who do you think will play Static Shock though?
I used to think Jayden.
I wanted to think Jayden, but Jayden's too light.
Yeah, I kind of want Shameik Moore.
Huh?
Shameik Moore, the guy who played Shaolin Fantastic in The Get Down.
You know what? He would be good.
Okay. Yeah, I could see it.
I would like to see. My first thought was thinking about the black British dude from The Misfits.
Yeah, it's got. Oh fuck!
Oh, wait, from Misfits. Yeah.
Curtis.
Oh, the tall dude. Right? Yeah, my guy.
He used to run back in time.
Yeah.
Yo, when he died, I cried.
Yeah. Yo, that was the end of an era, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it, like,
yeah, he was the last one.
He was the last character.
When he died, the series went downhill from there.
I stopped watching. Once they got rid of all the original characters, I was over it.
Didn't he get a new like ability at some point?
Didn't he get himself pregnant? Because he was like beating off or whatever, but apparently he wasn't like wiping it off.
It's one of those where they didn't think the show was going to go that far, because you could tell after they wrote off Simon and Olivia, they were like, yeah, we didn't plan this far ahead. Fuck.
Because
the entire format changed.
That still hurt my heart. It was like to see that and then Game of Thrones and then to hate him so much.
Now here's the funny part. When he left Misfits, he went on to try a music career. He had no intentions of coming back to acting. So when I saw him in Game of Thrones, I was like,
who's that?
Guess things didn't turn out the way it was supposed to.
Right. Loving him in Memphis, just see him in Game of Thrones, like, you.
The bastard.
Need your dick cut off. Like,
oh, yeah, Simon. Oh, yeah, Simon, yeah.
Yeah.
All the way to you.
I loved him in Game of Thrones.
When I first saw him, I was just like, somebody's music career ain't turned out. But for the better.
I kind of want to see a movie for Moon Girl, too.
I would like
the
to
comic
see,
character.
No, I would like to see a show. I would like to see a show.
Yeah.
I would like to see a weekly show of her.
Dope.
Yes.
It could be like, what's the shit where the kids, like Jumanji, but like.
Oh, shit.
Nathan Stewart Jarrett, that's his name.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Because I didn't want to, go to my IMDb. My battery life's like, this is.
Come on, people. What's next for you, Nika?
For me, the world. I feel like the brain, you know? What do you want to do, Pinky? Same thing we do every night, Pinky.
Is Pinky, Pinky one of the other ends?
It's yours. That's how you gotta look at it.
Okay, I just had to ask.
That's how you gotta look at it.
I think that covers it for the week. Our cosplayer of the week is Lil Heaven. That's LilHeven. Really great cosplayer of the week. Be sure to check them out on our Instagram and Facebook page. Okay. Next week, we're going to be looking ahead, talking about the rest of 2019. So far, we already know a little game called Kingdom Hearts is out. And
We didn't even go into that fandom.
We're going to be
looking at the entire podcast.
We're going to be hearing straight from Night Sparks and 13 on that, because they're such avid fans of the series.
I already let everybody know. Until this game is over, I don't have any friends. Don't fucking contact me. If you do it more than once, you will catch these hands.
So I think it was Wednesday or Thursday when we were setting up for this podcast. I called Nice Bar, like, yo, I need some promo for Nico. She can put it out there. And when I called him, he cussed me out because I think he had just gotten the game.
Hold on. I gotta show you this flash.
So,
keep talking.
So he's like, what you want? Hurry up. I'm like, what's wrong? I'm busy. What you want? I'm like, yo, I need that. All right, bye. Click and hunt.
Uh-oh. Yo, wow. The disrespect. Yo, no, Jamal's been waiting very, 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 very patiently.
Dog, this is how chill Amazon was. They was like, yo, this nigga live in a hood. They put the fucking package for Kingdom Hearts under my welcome mat. He was like,
you could tell it was delivered by another gamer.
Yeah, they were just like, here you go.
Because they looked around the neighborhood like,
they just like, here, we're going to set this safe for you. I was just like, my man. And he's like, how'd you, like, in the picture kind of, he's like, how'd you feel about this delivery? I was like, y'all the fucking prime. Like, y'all the best shit ever, dog. Right.
But yeah, we're going to be looking at the rest of 2019 ahead. I think we had a great time today with Nico. Thank you for stopping by. We would love to have you back.
All right, just let me know.
Jesus, America, Freedom Eagle. And I'm Corey Salty True Floyd.
I'm 13, the Almighty.
I'll just do it. Jamal Nice Sparks Stokes.
And I am Comic Boss.
I don't want to have to beat you two bitches.
And our special guest.
You can say bye to
Smith.
Thank you. Go.
And all her links will be down in the in the description as usual. Make sure y'all visit her and everything that she do and show her love. Yep. And that about it.
Hey.
Wu-Tang! Arr!
moving that. Yeah. Moving like a comet, you can ask comics, I'm a boss. Okay, cool, I'm that dog. The hood call me fireworks, only in the night I spark. With the almighty, running from 12. Ninja Turtle, Trap House, pizza and shells. I'm hiding in a speaker in hell. You gon' go from blowing your blowhole to sleeping with whales. All y'all broke and faulty, lying and crying. Because I am the truth, you salty. Rehab want me, homie, I'm junkie. Take over that. The world lovers that are stupid facts. All these lanes bringing stupid back. I see through them, translucent that loose. It's lucid rap loose, and I'm proving that. Yeah.